I didn't prepare my own bio. Oh, well, that's okay. Boy, there's so much to say. First, thank you, Glenn, for doing the welcoming address and the minister for bringing words. I mentioned the Community Initiatives Research Grant Program is, we better watch that. I'm going to stand back here. Is a program from WCB to provide funding for community-based health and safety projects. So the money that I applied for this idea came from that, and it's a community-based one. So if anybody here in the room is thinking of a really neat health and safety project that meets their criteria of what they want to do, and it's good for the entire province, then put in a proposal. They come out in about January, February. The first stage goes in about April, and away you go. And so go on their website, WCB's website, and look up all the projects that they funded over the past 7, 8, 9 years. And it's such a wide variety, from university type of research to just community-based projects such as this. The Canadian Center of Exporters and Manufacturers put in a really neat project looking at health and safety posters with no language on it, right? All the new people to the province, or people with English as a second language, literacy issues, they have a better visual of health and safety. So just an example there. Okay, so aging workforce. At what point, a question for you, at what point do people become the older worker? What age? What do you think? Any ideas? Can I pick on people? Brian, oh, I heard your voice.
I thought it was
45
years old.
45, okay, sometimes. Anything else? Warren? How long you've been working there? Oh, okay. Okay, so there's that part. Anybody say 55? Anybody say 65?
I say
50. 50? 30 maybe? 35? It's on your six. The golden watch. Thanks, Peter. In doing a lot of the research, what I found is it's an arbitrary mark. Researchers start at 30. Sometimes they start at 60. Sometimes they label 55. There's no set date at which you become a part of the aging workforce. It's based on a whole pile of different things. So the first thing I want to tell you is, there's no real correlation or link between biological age and chronological age, meaning that what's happening to your body, which generally does happen over time, can start early or can start later in life. You can be 70 years old and in great shape, have all your faculties, and be better at any kind of job than a 35-year-old. There's great variability in people's capabilities and what's going on from a physical perspective or a cognitive perspective. So let's just wipe that off the table right away. Don't think of someone as, oh, you're 60. You're an issue just because of your age. There's a lot of things. So I'm really excited about the speakers we're going to have today, because they're going to bring so much different knowledge and so many different perspectives to this topic. This can actually be a week-long conference. There's so much. There is so much. But we got 2 days, lots of speakers, and away we go. So let's just start with my little part, which is just to set the table for the next 2 days. We do know that there's an older population in industrial societies, especially Canada, due to the baby boomers. And I have some notes up here saying, you know, the median age in Canada in 1966 was 26 years old. All right, and that number increased to 35 in 1996, and that's obviously even older data, now that more than 10 years old now. So we know that there's an older population occurring. Oh, that's nice. No, I don't want that. Individuals 45 or older was 26.6% of the population in 1976, and 1996, 32. All right, so just some numbers. What about the workforce? The average age of a Canadian worker was 35 in 1980. In 2007, the average age was 41. So just confirming what we already know, the workforce is getting older. And by 2010, 70% of the net increase in working age population will be from the 45 to 65 group. All right. So unless we do some massive immigration of younger people, a lot of the newer people coming into workforce or switching jobs at that point in the career, coming to your workplace as a new employee, will be from this aging work group. Of course, that's how they relate it too. But we're here for health and safety. So let's talk about a little bit about the risk. Now, generally speaking, it has been known for a long, long time that workers that's been around for a while have less frequency of injury, but the severity is higher. So they don't get hurt as often, but when they get hurt, they're off for a longer period of time. That's been sort of a trend and a generality for a number of decades, and this issue has been researched in the 80s, 90s, and even now. It's not just a brand new emerging issue. It's been around for a while. However, it kind of depends on industry. When you look at the general what's going on, yes, less frequency, more severity. But depending on the type of work and depending on what's going on and some other issues, you can actually have higher frequency in the older population than the younger worker population. And the severity is still higher, too. So really, it's a general rule, but there are differences. All right. The severity also increases with age, as I said. This applies to fatalities, permanent disabilities, and the average number of lost days per accident in Canada. However, a negative relationship has been found with temporary disabilities or for white-collar service workers. So the severity is not as high, or there's not much of a big difference when you're looking at very short-term accidents, service workers, and the like. Right. Now, specifically in Manitoba, the average age of a WCB client rose from 34 years of age in 1982 to 39 years of age. Right. So they're getting more claims at that age group. Older workers generally take longer to recover from their injuries, they're finding, which inherently we kind of know already. They experience more reoccurrences, which kind of makes sense. How do you have multiple recurrences when you're 22 years old? That's when you're having your first injury. Then you have your second when you're 30, and your fourth when you're 40, and your fifth when you're 50, sometimes. Healthcare, that's sort of what's happening, I think. And suffer a disproportional number of fatalities and injuries with permanent impairment. So the really severe ones, it's happening more in the older workers. And again, the WCB, in their actual statistics report from 2000 to 2005, got it right from their website, found that those 55 years of age and older went from 7.5 of their claims in 2000 to 11.4 in 2005. The employment now of the 55-plus age group during this time rose 13%, while the claims rose 35%. So here we're starting to see the change from low frequency, high severity to frequency is increasing. More than the people who are actually entering the workforce or are part of that population. So it's changing. So that old age, 1980s, 1990s, low frequency, that's changing. And that's not just here in this province, but other WCBs across the Canada are also seeing that as well. All right. So not only are workers 55 and older increasing in the distribution of the workforce, but also experiencing an increase in injuries. All right. And here's a graph from their website as well. A little small, it's just per year. From 2000 to 2005, and over on the left is the 15 to 24-year-olds, and on the right is the 55-year-olds and over. And you, oh, where's my pointer? Hold on, please give me a second. Oh, thanks, Glenn. It's in the front. Thank you. So what I wanted to just show here is, a little small. Okay, finger. Decreasing, yay, Manitoba. We're decreasing in numbers, decreasing. Increasing. So just from the raw, and this is number of injuries. It's just raw numbers, right? So it's increasing. But like I said earlier, the rate is also increasing as well. And here it is. This is the musculoskeletal injuries, your back strains, your shoulder strains, all those kind of aches and pains. Here is an actual rate. So based on the number of workers, the black one at the bottom is gradually increasing over the years, whereas the red one, the 25 to 49-year-olds, are basically the same. The blue one slightly decreasing, but slightly increasing. It's the older worker. Right? Now look at this. This is your duration and costs. So going from the 20 to 24-year-old, duration days, 20, cost in dollars, $905. The 55-plus, 64 days lost, and $3,374 dollars. So quite the increase based on as you age. Now there's a lot of, we have Kim Keating speaking later this afternoon, talking about return to work and job accommodations and things like that. Okay, so in summary, older workers' rate of injury is increasing, and older workers experience more severe injuries in Manitoba and everywhere else. Older worker injuries take longer to heal. Yes, we'll find out why later. We'll have some speakers talk about that. And older workers are more prone to suffer long-term consequences of repetitive motion injuries. So there's the big one, the things that ergonomists look at. All right. So I mentioned already that calendar age does not always equal biological age. All right. So you can't look at someone who's 55 and say, oh, I got to do something special in my workplace for you. It really is an individual thing, though. But there are issues that we need to be aware of, and we're going to look at them today. There is a general decline in some sensory, motor, and cardiovascular respiratory functions with time and strength. These decreases, here in yellow is the important part, highly variable. Highly variable. Generally, the average is decreasing, but the range is very, very variable. Okay? Some people have significant declines, others not so much, and some actually get better with age, like a good fine wine, I guess. All right? And it's interesting that the research is trying to find out why. Why is it that we have these general declines, but the frequency is quite low still? Even though it's increasing, it's still quite low. So what's going on? Is there a compensation because of experience? Is there something else going on? What's going on? And it's actually very variable even within an industry. Obviously, genetics, lifestyle, work demands, and chronic diseases all have an effect on an individual's biological age. All right, so let's just take memory, working memory for an example. If I told you my phone number, you know, 7 digits, that's 7 bits of information, you should be able to put it in your mind and remember it a minute later and then write it down. All right, so what happens when you're 55, 45, 65, and you go, oh, I can't remember that phone number. I got to write it down immediately. Is that Alzheimer's? Is that senility? Is that I'm losing my memory? I'm getting older? Or is that just being human? Does that happen to 20-year-olds? Yeah. Happens to 25-year-olds? Happens to everybody. So we have some speakers talking about both physiological and cognitive issues, but generally, a lot of that doesn't really decline until after 65. There is declines, and in some industries we have to be aware of it, but especially something called high attention demanding tasks, those are the ones where you got to make sure you design it properly. But if a lot of these decreases are after 65, I wonder why. Why do you think that is? You stopped working. You stopped physically working and mentally working. So Keep after, if you have retirement plans soon, keep your mind sharp and keep your body going and you'll be fine. If you stop, guess what? I come from the mining industry in Sudbury. Actually, Coniston, Ontario is a little smelter town I grew up in. And the I think it's 4 or 5, when I was a kid, the average pension was 4 to 5 years. That's how long they lasted. All right. So a lifetime of heavy physical mining work and then you stop, you don't last long. All right? Now, obviously, Sudbury also has the most Tim Hortons in Canada. Lots of smokers. Lots of sulfur in the air. You know, I got lots of stories to tell about the playgrounds I used to play on and how they can't grow grass. So, interesting. But where was I going with that? I can't remember. So, anyways, So if you're going to retire, stay sharp and stay healthy for as long as you can. All right, and For those of you that don't know, I know a lot of you do, but I came here in 1998 to work for Manitoba Labour, Workplace Safety and Health. So I was one of the government people that would come in and draw the line in the sand as to, is this a hazard, yes or no, how bad, and what do we have to do to fix it? So I've never been one to say, oh, you're stooping over, that's bad. To me, it's, well, how much, how often, what's the strain on the back, and what's the standards and guidelines say, and then, oh, okay, company, you have to do it, or you're okay. All right, so that's really a lot of neat stuff we did at government all those days. Then I left to do some private consulting a couple of days a week, but I pick up these special project works, and I work 3 days a week at the Occupational Health Center, and I have some information on the center. I'll put it all on the table later, but it's a free resource. It's actually funded by Winnipeg Regional Health Authority. So we're a community-based clinic. So instead of coming to us for diabetes education or the flu shot, we're there for health and safety for the entire province, big, small, outside Winnipeg, in Winnipeg, union, non-union, whoever you are, we got some resources for you. So talk to me later about it, or I'll put some brochures out in the back. I also teach at Red River College, so if you like 40 hours of ergonomics, January, 6 to 10, 40 hours, go look on their website. We'll get some information out for you. All right, so can I have two volunteers? Preferably with decent penmanship. Spelling I don't care about. But does anybody want to, as I bring out some topics, write it down on the flip charts? Two volunteers? Oh, do I have to pick on people? Jeff, are you getting up for me? All right. Jeff. One more? Anybody? Do I have to pick on some? You'll do it? Oh, great. Thanks. Yes. Is there markers over there? Glenn, can you find a marker? There's one there. Is there a lid there? I mean, is there a lip for the marker? Oh, good. Okay, sorry, I didn't see it under. Okay, I'm just going to ask the group here what they think the physical and cognitive issues are in older workers. We're going to start writing them down. But before I start, Glenn, can you make sure I'm on time and I don't go too far? Thank you. All right, so first one. What's the ones that you come in the middle of your mind when you think of older worker and the issues? I'm sorry, what's that? You know what? Should I walk around with a mic? No, speak up. Just roll it quick.
Memory.
Memory. Okay. Put down working memory. Good. What's another one?
Eyesight.
Eyesight. Good. Put down vision.
Hearing.
Okay. Wait for the markers to slow down. Vision. Okay, hearing, next one. All right, another one.
The joint pain.
Joint pain.
Pain in the joint or muscle.
Due to what?
Overexertion.
Overexertion.
Chronic health.
Chronic, okay, so put that down. Put chronic diseases. Like what? Heather? Arthritis, that's one of them. There's lots of them. If you know some more, we'll put that down. But that's a group among themselves. So the pain is due to something else causing it, right? So you could have arthritis and you're working and it causes the pain that way. That's what I'm trying to get at. Okay, there was another one?
Muscle atrophy.
Muscle atrophy. Okay, so loss in strength. So strength reduction.
Flexibility.
In with that as well. So put down strength, flexibility, strength, overall power. And then the other one would be the endurance, right? As a worker, who would you rather hire? A huge muscle-bound power lifter or someone who's like more of a triathlete? Ah, good. Depends on what you're doing. Yeah, I know. But generally speaking, you're not hiring them for half an hour of intensive work. You're hiring them for 8 hours, 10 hours. So the last thing, endurance. So we got muscle strength, muscle endurance, flexibility. Anything else? With flexibility comes range of motion, right? Do people sort of tighten up a little bit? Hamstrings get a little tight. You can't bend as much. So do we have that, flexibility? Range of motion, flexibility, same thing. All right, anything else? Weight gain. Okay. Yeah, generally, I think I saw so many graphs, but generally, yeah, the weight's sort of increasing. And at some point it decreases, right? A little bit. I think it does. It does. Ben, do you have that in your graph? All right, Ben will address that issue. Okay, anything else from the physical perspective? Can you think of anything else? All right, the cognitive perspective of the mind. We've got working memory. Anything else that sort of slows down neurologically?
Response time,
very good. Your reaction time, response time. Maybe. At what age? Generally speaking, we're not sure yet. What else? I got them listed.
Concentration,
so the ability to focus. Okay, I'll put that down. And anything else? Any other suggestions? No. Processing information. How would you label that one? Processing information. I'm trying to think of something better, but no, that's good. Just process. Put down process information, Jeff. All right. And we're going to have more, so feel free to flip the chart over. All right, let's see if we missed any. Yeah, we talked about chronic diseases from one arthritis. Are there any other sort of chronic diseases or, you know, when you think as you get older, these things start to affect you a little more?
Diabetes.
Oh, good one. So flip the page over and keep going.
What was it?
Diabetes.
Lung conditions.
Okay. All kinds of lung disorders. Just put respiratory disorders. Yeah, we got that one.
High blood pressure,
hypertension. Things that are associated with getting older and having an effect on a worker. Yes, those that are shown. Yeah. Due to high blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, yeah, look, just put heart attacks. That's good enough.
Stress.
As you age, do you cope with stress better or do you have more stress on you? Hopefully with wisdom and experience, you learn to deal with stress better. But, did anybody read the article on the 115-year-old woman out in Indiana or something? She just had her 115th birthday and blah, blah, blah. Good farm girl. So there's one point to living a long life. Clean, good, hard work living. And the other one is... the people who researched centenarians, is that what they call it? Yeah, centenarians, people who are older than 100, they found that the one key thing they all share, besides just some good genes and genetics, is the ability to have roll stress off their back. Take it easy, don't get stressed over life, and there you go. So, yeah, stress. That's what I have to learn to do. Let it easy. All right, let's see what we missed, because I don't want to go over my time. We got strength, muscle mass, and your capacity, and endurance, flexibility, hearing, vision, balance. Oh, slips and trips. Do you associate more slips and trips with getting older? And you go from twisting your ankle to breaking your leg? That's what the stats are showing. And there's huge controversies or so much to that. Holy smokes. I don't even know if I want to go into that yet, but it's so huge. But balance, agility, all right? Your ability to recover from aches and pains. Who here gets aches and pains and you think, you know, when I was younger, a couple of days and be gone. Now it stays with me longer, right? All right, good. So I wonder why. We're going to have to look into the physiology of that. No one talked about thermoregulation. You do lose your ability to adjust the temperature extremes as you get older, right? Again, highly individual, but the general trend is, you know, get the sweater on the leg. I remember at Christmas, my dad sitting on the chair and he put a blanket on his legs. And I went, Tato, you know, Ukrainian, Tato, what do you got the sweater for? He's getting older, I guess. It's always cold. So aerobic capacity we have, reflexes, reaction time, working memory, tactile loss. There is a general trend to lose a little bit of sense of touch. So sense of touch. Little bit on the reasoning part, but experience really overcomes that and makes it an advantage. Oh, here's a big one, sleep regulation. People don't sleep as well as they get older, generally, compared to when they're younger. Does that affect shift workers even more than younger shift workers? Does that affect you even if you aren't a shift worker? Yeah. You think, oh, the babies are done, you know, they're teenagers. Well, it gets worse, right? I got a 4-year-old and a 6-month-old, and people are telling me enjoy it because it only gets worse as you get teenagers, right? So sleeping, so maybe retirement's such a nice thing that they're out of the house. But they're back in, right? They don't want to leave. Or they take care of me when I get older. I know. I always wanted 3 kids. One's going to leave, go away. One you won't get along with, you know, black sheep, you know, whatever. And the third one will be guilted into taking care of you when you're old. That's my theory. I got to talk to my wife about having one more. Numerical ability. So there is a little trend there on numerical ability. I don't know how great it is or significant, but there's that. Okay, chronic diseases. We got cardiovascular vision impairment as not just your eyesight starts to decline, but there are diseases that affect your vision as you're getting older. The cataracts, the glaucomas, and that sort of thing. Arthritis, hypertension, obesity, right? Diabetes, Alzheimer's. No one ever picked that one as the first one, but that kicks in early sometimes in some people. And then sleep disorders. All right. The previous one I talked about sleep regulation. You know, your ability to regulate your sleep, but then there are sleeping disorders that make it even worse. All right, so generally you got a sleep regulation issue, but then there are sleep disorders. Tobacco use, cancers, and medication use. Ooh, big one. Did you ever think about that? As you get older, do the number of pills you take increase? And has anybody actually read the labels and the bottles? Don't drive, don't do this, don't do that. If you have this, don't do that. Holy smokes, did anybody ever think that that might have a part to play in your focus at work, at home? Forget about just work, but your focus at work, at home, driving. I think we have a speaker going to be talking about that. So I guess at the end of this, you picked off a lot of them, but there are things too that you may not have known as. So what's all this about? Let's see how good you are. What's S stand for? All good. Come on. Assess. Find a safe way every day. Okay. So what did we just do right now? We just spotted issues. We spotted hazards. We spotted issues. All right. The next part with the speakers, they're going to give you lots of good information. And we're going to sit back and we're going to think, all right, is this a little bit of an issue in my workplace or to me personally or to people I work with or my workplace? Or is this a big issue? You think about the injuries that you may, maybe you do accident investigations in your workplace, maybe you know a little bit about the injuries, and as opposed to cut finger, pay more attention to what you're doing. You know, nice, good old garbage accident investigations. No, we want to find out what's going on. What was the state of mind of the person when that happened? Right? What's all these other factors? It'd be great if we all did really good accident investigations on everything, but I know for timing and all that, we can't do that. But that's the next part with all these speakers. Give you a sense of the assessment part. Is it an issue? How much of an issue? Can I link this to the injuries and accidents we're having? And then finding a safer way. Again, as a speaker speak, think about the solutions and the issues and what do we have to do? And every day, when I think of every day, I think of what can I do today and tomorrow to make this a better, safer workplace? So we're going to be doing a little bit all of that. And again, you're getting lunch, right? You all know that today and tomorrow. Today is like a lunch buffet, sandwiches. Tomorrow's a sit-down lunch. So for those of you that I know that are only here today, oh, well. The sit-down's tomorrow. I'll have your extra meal. I'll take that. Oh, I don't need that. But there's no such thing as a free lunch, so I do want some work out of you. So the afternoon part, I want you to take the piece of paper in there that talks about group work and start to answer some of these questions because we do want to put together a bit of a, I don't even know what to call it yet. I don't know if I want to call it an action plan or I don't even know if I want to call it general tenets or principles of dealing with aging workers in the workplace. So it shouldn't be some academic person sitting in their office thinking, hey, this is be good for people. It's you folks. It's you folks that are applying this, dealing with it, have good ideas, and sharing is the best thing to do for health and safety, right? So we're gonna get together in groups, share some ideas, and then put it together. And like Glenn said, it's going to be on the Safe Manitoba website as a resource guide at the end of it, and this information as well. So on some of your badges, you got green, yellow, red, black. Those are the groups in the afternoon that I'd like you to go into, just to keep it random. I didn't want to assume that, you know, Dave, you're from here, you're going to want to be in this group. I kind of want to just randomly put people into different groups and away you go. So we'll use some of these tables, we'll use some of the lunchroom tables in the afternoon, and we'll have some moderators and away we go. So we're really looking forward to the next couple of days. I think we're going to have some good times. And I don't know, any questions? No? I've asked the speakers to end their talk with a main lesson take-home message and to ask you a question in the sense of I blah, 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 whatever. And I got some prizes for you just to get the participation going. So got the mics, put your hand up. First one to get the right answer gets something that has a Safe Work label on it or a WCB label on it. So away we go. How am I doing for time? Do I have more? 2 minutes? Okay, all done. All right, any questions right now? No? Good. So I'm going to introduce the next speaker. Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. At break, I'm going to tear those off and put up on the wall. So as you hear the speakers, you got flip charts.